This is Radio Catskill, and we're keeping you connected, and we're wondering what blood sugar stability has to do with well-being, or how carbohydrates fit in, what is a low-carb or keto lifestyle. If you've got questions like these and wonder how to eat healthy, then you are in the right place, because right now we're going to talk about the Food as Medicine Virtual Workshop, and it's happening this Wednesday afternoon at 4 with clinical herbalist Dina Falcone, who just happens to be on the line with us right now. She's an herbalist with a strong focus on food activism and nutritional healing. Hello, Dina. How are you doing?
Hey, Jason. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
So when people attend the live virtual workshop, what can they expect?
So it's a Zoom workshop. It's kind of funny for me because I'm usually teaching in person, actually. So, okay, but what are we going to explore? We're going to really discuss this idea of what optimal food choices are and really look at the elephant in the room, in a sense. I think everybody sort of doesn't want to acknowledge the issue about carbohydrates or a healthy level of carbohydrates. So what that means, and really sort of unpack that and investigate how to create a healthy blood sugar level. And we have 2 hours, but I want to be also interactive, so I want to respond to questions. So I have so much to share, and I'm very excited about it because I feel like it's such a core issue in so many ways. It's a foundational piece for health and well-being that even us foodies, you know, my own journey really took me many years to find this piece of it. I do want to add, though, that I am not prescriptive. You know, everyone's got their own journey, and it isn't to say that this is the way. This is just another possible doorway to enter into and investigate and see if you're not feeling well or if things aren't working out for you, maybe this is something you want to look at.
Okay, and so what is it that you want people to know about carbohydrates? Even as you're saying, you're not going to tell people exactly what to do, but you want people to know about it.
Yeah, I want people to really consider what blood sugar stability means. What is a blood glucose level that's healthy? Think about what's going on with our country right now, where I think it's about 1 in 10 are actually diabetic, and then maybe 1 in 3 are actually pre-diabetic. So that means we have a roller coaster ride of blood sugar happening throughout the citizens of the United States. So we're all in a chaotic blood sugar state. And from my perspective, what I feel that does, in addition, you know, diabetes, of course, is super intense. But what happens even before you get to that level of blood sugar instability is you have all of these inflammatory cascades that are occurring when blood sugar is instable or unstable. And so what does that mean? You know, in the long term, or maybe for some of us not so far away, it could become diabetes. But before that, we can look at what's going on with even mood swings or reproductive health issue, sleeping disorder. You know, there's just so many places that a healthy blood sugar can help prevent or alleviate a lot of these very common things that are, you could even say autoimmune, arthritic. So a lot of just crazy amounts of things. It sounds almost like a panacea, and that's why I'm excited about it, you know, because it's a simple gesture one can make with food choices that can make a huge impact on so many different things at a root cause. Basically, you're down-regulating inflammatory responses. And what does that mean? Is you're going to be influencing headaches. You're going to be influencing upper respiratory inflammatory issues. The itises in the body. The itises are inflammatory things in the body. So, so I feel like there's so much to say, and it's also confusing, and it's also a little bit aggressive in that we'll be questioning, you know, our grains, you know, how many grains, how much grain, how much fruit, what sugar, you know, where is sugar found in the menu, and how much of it is good for you. And again, that's an individual assessment, but I can sort of broad stroke some big, you know, big themes around it.
Right.
And give, yeah. and give a sense of ranges, you know. And so again, it's not so much of a nuanced conversation, although maybe it can get that way. But it's really to sort of inspire people to consider this particular thing, which is really a rampant sort of fire that's going on within the United States and the world even. And it's as simple as understanding what blood sugar stability looks like and how to create that in our lives.
Okay. All right. Well, and so that's the main idea. You're going to spend like 2 hours, you know, mainly going into that, right?
Well, I'm going to be spending 2 hours considering what are optimal foods then with looking within that lens,
sure.
Understanding how to balance macronutrients. So what does that plate look like? You know, how can you, I want it to be something that's, hey, check this out. What's blood sugar about? You know, what are healthy ranges? How do you accomplish them? Why do you want to do that? What's so important about that? And in the process, it's not just about blood sugar. It's actually about making sure that you're nourished so that there's the issue around nutrient density and food that is actually nourishing while staying blood sugar stable. So those are the two poles, the two, you know, the two aspects of the, how would you say there's tension in there? It's like, you know, how to accomplish getting all your micronutrients, that's vitamins and minerals, into the menu while not creating a cascade of chaotic blood sugar activity.
We're going to have to get going in just less than a minute. There's a lot that I'd love to talk to you about this, but we don't have too much time today.
Sure.
If we could just tell people, how do they access this Zoom workshop?
Sure. So it's being hosted by the Holistic Health Community, and you can go to that .org, holistichealthcommunity.org, and there you can see at the events tab, you'll see the workshop that's being offered that's free. People can get the pass, whatever they call it, however you do
the Zoom stuff. Access, yeah.
Access. The pass code, I believe, is the term.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's how they can join in, and I'm excited. And, yeah, thank you so much for having me. I don't know if there's a last-minute thought or question.
Yeah, do you have a last-minute thought?
What's my last-minute thought? I mean, I feel like, especially in this moment with such a pandemic kicking up, that some of these simple yet really significant gestures toward health and well-being can make a big difference, even in this pandemic climate, you know. This is where you can help your body to deal with what comes at you. A lot of the issues with COVID-19 have to do with inflammatory responses, and this is almost like looking at how to help mitigate inflammatory responses. It's not to say in any way that this is going to deal with COVID-19,
right,
but it's helping one's own health to handle stressors that come. So
you're saying, like, even if people have leapt down, let's say, into taking big leaps down the wrong path in terms of personal health, you're saying taking little steps will at least get you on the right path.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. This is a big step everyone can take that will make a huge difference. That's why I'm excited about it.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks again for taking the time to share this with us here.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me.
All right. Good luck.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Radio Catskill, and we were just speaking with Dina Falcone, clinical herbalist with a strong focus on food activism and nutritional healing, and she's doing the Food as Medicine virtual workshops happening on Zoom this Wednesday at 4 p.m. This is Radio Catskill, and we are your community radio station.
Out of every 6 person, one of these fellow Americans are experiencing hunger on some level.
I'm Michelle Martin, and this is a special report from NPR News on food insecurity in the U.S. We'll hear from people who are struggling to feed their families. We'll hear how government programs that provide food assistance are being stretched during the pandemic and what it will take to achieve zero hunger.
Catch this special report from NPR, and we'll also check in with a local food bank Thursday evening at 6 right here on Radio Catskill. Okay, and that's just one of many specials that we have coming up in coming weeks. We've got a lot of different special programs to get to, and it's going to be a lot happening, especially Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve, the 24th, we've got a lot of specials in the morning and through the night. And then on New Year's Eve, it's the return of a semi-annual favorite here. It's what we call Beatles New Year. I'm going to ring in the new year with Ringo, ring out 2020. Make sure it's properly rung out before we toss it. All Beatles all night long, starting at 6 p.m., and that's on the 31st, coming up in a couple weeks here. We're already heading towards the middle of December here. This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and we are keeping you connected. And again, if you want to see all of those special programs that we have coming up, special programs are all listed at WJFFradio.org. And as you might have heard, we also have two Hanukkah specials coming up on Saturday, and that's starting at 6 o'clock as well. And we had the tree lighting from Berryville this past Saturday, and after a rough start, we got that on air. I've heard from a few people they enjoyed hearing that. We're planning on bringing that back. We'll probably be playing that Christmas Eve, the Wednesday before Christmas. But, of course, we'll definitely let you know when we nail down those plans. So, anyway, lots of specials coming up. And speaking of coming up, in just 12 short minutes, we'll be going to Kusar Grace and the Music Emporium. And he's kicking off the holidays on his program tonight as well.